Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Morning, America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. You got a double shot of that one. And welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live and in living color from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. And we're just having a good old time. We're going to start the week out with a lot of great stuff. What a weekend I've had, I'll tell you that much. Broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and a satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. And let's not forget everybody out there working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or why you're doing it. A special shout-out and a thanks for what you're doing. Now, to our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, great job as always. To our bulk mail center haulers, hauling the mail to the mail post offices, great job, you guys. And to our suicide jockeys, who are hauling the gas, diesel, and the jet fuel to keep us moving along wherever we want to go, thanks again for what you do. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. And we're on Instagram as at Captain's America. Captain with an S in the middle. America, all lowercase. All righty. Let's go to the man, the myth, the legend out there in California, who's just burning, ready to get going because he's lit up for bear tonight. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Good morning, Mr. Kyle.
Good morning, Captain, and good morning to everybody out there.
You betcha. And by the way, with all the different stuff that we got going on here, it's just hard to fathom what somebody might or might not be able to conceive, if you will, with the environmental climate the way it is right now. But we're going to say the pledge and get going with that because we got something to talk about here, a couple of important things off the bat. You ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Amen to that, and way to go, Charlie. All right, and the reason that we emphasize the word under God is because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we get it, and we sure as heck hope that you get it, too. All right, well, Mr. Kyle, a year and 1 week ago, we were talking about Kabul, remember?
I do, yes.
And last Monday, a couple things went by in talking about the first year of the fall, the first year anniversary of the fall of Kabul. Americans are still angry and frustrated with the way Joe Biden handled the disastrous Afghan withdrawal. And they're just as mad now as they were before. And there's been a lot of things that have happened where they've tried to get people to forget about this and that. But it's just not working. Recently, as you know, we had a couple of suicides, one of which was the brother of one of the Marines that was killed at Kabul in the explosion that they had. And he went to the memorial in the park where they had it there in Washington, D.C., and killed himself. That kind of brought it all back again, correct?
Yes, yes, most sadly so, yes.
Now, Biden and his incompetent administration have tried every way possible to escape accountability. We've seen the State Department obstruct the independent, congressionally mandated oversight of the withdrawal. To this day, Secretary Blinken can't seem to get a number straight on how many Americans are still stranded without U.S. assistance. And we're talking about people that we left behind that are still in hiding in Afghanistan. And to further our frustrations, we've recently learned that Al-Qaeda has reemerged in Afghanistan. Now, if Biden and those in his administration would have listened to the intelligence they were receiving, they could have easily avoided and lives could have been saved. Now, we won't stop working until every question is answered. The American people are owed that much. And America is safe at home, even though every piece of U.S. equipment has been recovered or destroyed, according to the Biden administration. And we now know $7.1 billion later that just wasn't true.
Precisely, yes.
And, of course, the Biden administration has to be held fully accountable for this dereliction of duty. And that describes Kabul 1 year and 1 week after our disastrous withdrawal.
Well, true. And then, of course, also you have all that equipment that was there. And
that's what I said.
The ramifications of all of that are going to be far-reaching. And it's something that a year from now we'll still see what the damage is continuing to be.
Well, they're not going to stop using that. Oh, by the way, the other news, some good news, I guess, for Joe. But Jill is back with Joe. She was given the green light after emerging from South Carolina, where she was isolating in place because of the fact that she had tested positive for the coronavirus after she had been all shot up and boosted up and all that stuff, and she came down with it too. But now she's back with Joe, so happiness is amidst again at the White House in Rehoboth Beach, where they're still on vacation.
Well, that's right. Well, we're glad that she's doing better. And certainly, you know, she's never very far away from the president's side. She helps him with a lot of different things, I know.
She can't be.
That's
she
right.
has to be there.
Exactly.
She's a guiding torch, if you will. Okay, folks, hold that thought. We're coming right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. It is a Monday morning. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
The Professor of Politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All righty. Thank you very much, Kyle Warner. We are going to take it right away right now because this portion of the program is brought to you by our good friend Mike Lindell and his MyPillow.com company. But he also has another company called MyStore.com, and we'll get into all of that in just a minute. Now, it's time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep and their bedroom products with MyPillow. Right now, there's all kinds of discounts going on at MyPillow. The one that I can tell you about that's going to mean the most to you is that if you want to buy one item, you can get up to a two-thirds discount on that one item, depending on what it is and where it is. At the very least, you'll get a discount. And by the way, the My Slippers now, MySlippers.com, he's got a new style of slippers, $29.99 with your discount. Now, the discount comes from the promo code CAPTAIN. That's it, CAPTAIN. That's the promo code you give them, and that's the discount you're going to get. Now, you can also go to MyStore.com, and I'm going to bring Kyle in on this one. Okay, Kyle, MyStore.com is different than MyPillow.com, and tell us why.
Well, of course, MyPillow.com, you've got the great MyPillow products, the Giza sheets. You've got the great original MyPillows. My entire family sleeps on a MyPillow, and we love it. We swear by it. But over at mystore.com, that's where you're going to find a whole range of other products for your home, also for outdoors.
Kitchen.
Kitchen, clothing.
Dining room. Mm-hmm.
Dining room, decor. You've got home improvement, household essentials. You've got a whole section there for your pets. Also, you'll find stuff for the bath, also automotive as well. So there's a lot of great stuff there to go and explore at mystore.com.
And, folks, you can also call this number, 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. They'll ask you for a promo code. The promo code is always going to be CAPTAIN. Very simple, CAPTAIN. So if you go to MyPillow.com and go in that way without using the phone, then you go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code CAPTAIN to get in there and take full advantage of the discounts you're going to get. Otherwise, give them a call at 800-641-5459, promo code CAPTAIN for either mystore.com or mypillow.com. And happy shopping, folks. Happy shopping. Okay, Kyle, we have got a couple of very, very, very interesting situations going on here right now. A new report from the Federation of American Immigration Reform, known as FAIR, reveals that 4.9 million immigrants, including 900,000 plus getaways, which means these are people who have eluded apprehension from border officials, and we have no clue who they were, where they came from, or where they went. Some of these could be terrorists. We know we've caught some terrorists down on the border. Have crossed across the United States and the Mexican border since President Joe Biden entered the White House in January 2021. Way to go, Joe.
Well, this is just unbelievable. And my one question would be, are we still going to hear the, what was it, 11 million number when all this was coming up in just a couple of years ago or so? And you go down the line in different news outlets, and everybody said there's 11 million illegal aliens, undocumented workers in the United States, and that was some kind of universal number. So, I mean, gee whiz, Captain, I mean, I can do a little bit of math, but it seems like this has got to be a lot more now at this point.
Well, the other thing is just they've been telling us for going on over 6 months or so that it's less than 2 million people have come into this country. No way in hell.
Well, precisely. It is, in fact, the original number, or the collective number of 11 million was certainly low, to be sure, anyway. But it was a number that was thrown out there to try to get people to begin to support the idea of some amnesty,
yeah,
or stuff like that.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You can't believe anything coming from the Democrats. They have been lying since day one. They are still lying, and they're going to try to lie to save their sorry butts and keep themselves in office, and we can't fall prey to that. We can't be stupid enough to fall for that, because it's just not true. And I'll add one more thing, because I've said this for the past several weeks. Every time they accuse the Republicans or anyone on the other side of the aisle of doing something, they're the ones that are doing it.
Well, exactly right. And I'll say this as well. The Democrat Party elite, generally speaking, they want to have many illegal aliens come into the country because they believe that's a way for them to get votes in the future. They believe that it's going to shore up their power, literally in perpetuity. But Republicans and conservatives, even more importantly, I think, Captain, have a much different viewpoint of this. They're not afraid of people coming to the country to become citizens of the country, and necessarily how they might vote. Because once you become a citizen, or you're on the path to citizenship, you want to come to the country legally, you know, you're going to see the opportunities of America, and you're going to see how the Democrat policies are actually hurting the opportunities in America, and not simply vote them in perpetuity.
Did you see Fox News Sunday yesterday and Trace Gallagher interviewing the Department of Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm?
I didn't catch it. I saw that Trace was on there, but I didn't see the interview.
You want to talk about an idiot and a moron that's totally out of touch with America? It was her. She made a comment about the way people could best help their situation when it came to inflation. She said that, well, they should all go out and get their solar panel discounts for their solar panels and save themselves all this money on electricity so that they'll be able to afford more food and more things. And oh, yeah, don't forget the electric cars, too. But that's the best way for the middle-class families to beat inflation. Is she out of her mind?
Well, you know, it seems to me, Captain, that, you know, it's like this, that movie line with Sean Connery where he said, if something looks too good to be true, it probably is. And I wish I could do a really great Sean Connery. I do a pass.
Well, I just want to tell you there, Carl.
Right, exactly. Yeah, so in every
that was close, but not great.
Yeah, and everything's always sounded better when Sean Connery said it. But I'll tell you this. It does look too good to be true because it's not going to be all get solar panels and I'll just save money forever. Yeah. There's going to the cost of energy and cost of everything else is going to go up, and they're not going to simply sit back and say, oh, you got free energy now.
Yeah, and then she was all excited about the fact that the national average for the price of gasoline had fallen below $4 a gallon for the first time, and we were well on our way, and this, that, and the other. Well on our way, bull. We need to get it down below $2 a gallon, where it was when this guy took office to begin with, and he's got to start drilling in the United States, which, oh, by the way, we made the comment over the weekend. The judge in New Orleans, the federal judge, has now opened up drilling put a kibosh to President Joe Biden's order where he wouldn't let anybody drill on federal lands. And this judge says, nope, open it up, turn on a spigot, we're coming.
That's exactly right, because only Congress can actually make that kind of change. But you mentioned about Granholm and the $4 a gallon gasoline. Well, they're just trying to dress that up as some major great thing. But you're right. It's still so far expensive that, you know, we're supposed to be overjoyed now that it came down a little bit.
It's double the price of what it was when this guy got elected. Double the price. Now, you can look at it as being 100%. Of an increase, or you can look at it as being double, which, let me see, last I knew, double 100 times 2 is 200.
Right, exactly. Even I can do that one.
Yeah, I mean, come on. And they're making such a deal out of this. Well, she needs to go back to grade school. She is worthless, absolutely worthless as an energy secretary. But then again, this is what you get when you elect the kind of people you do, and their whole goal is the fundamental transformation of America into this utopia of socialism that they think it can be. And I'm telling you, it's absolutely wrong. We are not, never have been, never will be, a socialist country.
Well, you're exactly right, Captain, and I'm so glad that you brought that up, because I think the administration, as it's constituted here, they don't want to get gas down below $2 a gallon. If they have no interest in it, what they want to do is they believe that we're in an incredible transition, and they're doing exactly what you're saying.
All right, hold that thought, and folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. We're going to grab Kathy, tap her on the shoulder, and say, hey, girl, it's your turn. Let's hear from you. Haven't heard from you all night yet. Well, here she goes.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. In the Somalian capital of Mogadishu, at least 12 people are dead as Al-Qaeda-linked militants attacked a hotel, taking hostages that authorities are still trying to free. The Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Shabaab group claimed responsibility for the attack, according to a translation by the Site Intelligence Group, which monitors jihadist group statements. A U.S. judge said he's leaning toward releasing some of the evidence presented by the Justice Department to justify its search of Donald Trump's Florida home last week in a case pitting news organizations against federal prosecutors. A huge new discovery underwater.
A newly discovered impact crater 5 miles in diameter below the seafloor in the North Atlantic suggests more than one asteroid may have hit Earth during the time when the dinosaurs went extinct. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. I will take it right away because this portion of the program is being brought to you by my good friends, Seth and Pete Talbot, up there in Washington State, where they are the responsible people in charge of and making Relief Factor. Now, I had several people at the gun show over the weekend, and thanks for the folks that came out to say howdy howdy to me and stop by and spend a little bit of money and buy some ammo or buy some guns. A lot of stuff was going on over the weekend there at the gun show, I guarantee you that one. But, you know, Pete and Seth Talbot are on a mission to help as many people as they possibly can get out of pain. Now, I can tell you that the 3-week quick start, which is what you start with, is specifically designed for you to take right off the bat when you get it and see how soon it takes for you to be comfortable to where you can, number one, sleep at night, number two, not be in pain during the course of the day, and number three, be able to go back to some sort of normal life. Now, it took me about 7 to 10 days from the 3-week quick start from the time I took it 8 years ago when I started, 8 years ago. And I was pain-free after that 10-day period, pain-free. Now, I'm not pain-free all the time, so I have to continue to take the product. And if I stop taking it, there'll be some inflammation or some swelling or some pain that'll happen that just because of my, well, I didn't take, I needed it. Yeah, right. You take it once a day, every day, to start with in the morning or whenever you have your breakfast or your brunch or whatever. Some people get up late like me, okay, because I work all night. But you take it and it gets in your system and it starts working right away and you may be good to go with just one packet a day. Now, go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Check it out. The 3-week quick start is still, after 8 years, $19.95. That's it, $19.95. Get it started. See what happens. Within 3 weeks, you'll know whether or not it's going to work for you. And the people that stopped by over the weekend that bought it from the table, I had some samples with me, and the 1995 bag, so they got that, and they're very happy campers, I'll tell you that. And Kyle, what is it we tell these folks?
All you have to lose is pain.
Bingo! And I'll tell you what, I wouldn't be telling you about it if it didn't work. That simple. If it didn't work, I wouldn't be telling you about it. All right, Mr. Kyle, back to the drawing board. The Afghan evacuees that are here in the U.S., we were just talking about Kabul, are starting to feel a panic over some things that are being shot across their bow. Number one, visa issues, where a bunch of people got on some of these planes with no visas. You know that, right?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, they put everybody on it.
And the possible threat of deportation, because they're being told, hey, if we can't verify who you are because you don't have any legitimate records from your country, then we're going to have to deport you back where you came from. Well, that's not going to work because you know what's going to happen.
What's that?
They're going to kill them.
Yeah.
Once they get back to Taliban, they've had a taste of that American freedom. That's it.
Well, the atrocities of the Taliban, I think, are just going to be untold.
Well, we're hearing about mass graves all over Afghanistan right now, and that's not pretty.
Well, no, and it was going to be exactly, see, this is exactly what the Taliban will do, given the opportunity. And it's a human tragedy on an unbelievable scale, I think.
Now, we had another incident happen over the weekend. A 30-hour gun battle erupted in Somalia between the terrorists there, which was a couple of different groups, and the government troops who were trying to get in and stop this, killing and injuring very many people. Now, I don't have a total exactly yet because it's been kind of hard to get a lot of the information, but this was a hotel, and the hotel was basically destroyed.
Well, that's exactly right. We understand that there's the hostages were evidently released, over 100, but according to the latest reports, it looks like at least 20 people were killed. Dozens more may have been wounded during this exchange.
Well, if you look at the hotel, it looks like as if somebody hit it with multiple bombs.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah,
it's like they set a bunch of explosives and then tipped it off because the government troops wouldn't have been blowing up rooms like this, like there was.
Right, exactly.
So there you go, with hostages in there at least. But anyway, that is what it is. Now, speaking of strange things over the weekend, how about the daughter of the Russian nationalist ideologist who's often referred to as Putin's brain, who was killed when her car, which happened to be her father's car that she was driving, exploded on the outskirts of Moscow yesterday?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, this killed, I believe her name was Daria Duniga. Right.
Good for you. Good for you. I couldn't pronounce it, so I decided to let you have a head shot at it.
Well, yeah. Well, this is obviously, you know, quite an event. But yes, but evidently, Putin's brain is this, as you mentioned, what this person's known as. He's evidently an influential Russian politician or political theorist, I should say.
We had several different polls come out over the weekend, and I'm going to give you three of the polls that were a little bit dynamic in what they were saying and what they were asking. Now, 55% of the voters that were asked, these are voters, people that have voted already, see China as an enemy of the United States. That's not what Joe Biden and company wanted to hear.
Well, no. And even just back in April, as I recall, there was, a poll that showed that more and more Americans were seeing Russia, of course, as an enemy. But China has been making these moves. Anybody who turns on the news and hears about the bringing up the notion of going after Nancy Pelosi's plane, if she even, contemplated going to Taiwan, people know what that means. They know exactly what the Chinese government propaganda outlets are communicating. And so it's very obvious.
Right. Now, 67% of the schools teaching gender identity to children in kindergarten through third grade, 67% of the people that the parents want this stopped.
Yeah, I think, it's so many parents that I've talked to, they don't want anything to do with this at this particular level at all. It just seems to me, Captain, that, it's a very obvious, way that they feel. But yet they're somehow held out as being, anti whatever, but they don't want their kids having to hear about this stuff when they're that little.
Now, one of the things that happens when you go into a recession, and we are in a recession, I'll get into that in a minute too, is that companies put on a hiring freeze and stop hiring people, correct?
That's what we see is happening to about half the companies.
Well, 52% of the companies polled have already enacted a hiring freeze, 52%.
Well, that's right. And another 40% of those are already rescinding, jobs that they might have offered, to new hires, or they're getting rid of the signing bonuses and so forth. And it's kind of ironic because they've just gone through really, I guess, what they call the Great Resignation, where they had a lot of employees going away. But now, of course, see, they're looking ahead, Captain. They're seeing, as you mentioned, recession. They're seeing the economic downturn that is almost inevitable at this point.
Now, politics is first and foremost a war of words. Changing the definitions of words in a way to change the way that people think without actually having to offer any persuasive evidence. Now, let's take the definitional war over the word recession. The dictionary definition of a recession is 2 quarters, 6 months of negative economic growth. That's also the definition found in Wikipedia since 2011. Furthermore, the law defines it that way. For example, the Graham Rudman Hollings deficit reduction bill made an exception to deficit limits in the case of recession and used the standard definition, 2 consecutive quarters of negative growth. Futures markets also use it. Now, whether or not this is the best definition or not is not the point. The point is that we can't suddenly redefine words when their meanings become inconvenient to our ruling class. And the Democrats, the way they resist top-down language control is not to participate in it. A recession, folks, is 6 months of contraction, and oh yeah, we're in one. Hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, I'll be right back with more to Captain America Third Watch. We're going to twist Kathy's arm again and get her to take us to break.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Bye.
Hey, Kyle, who was that bass man singing that song?
Well, that's Stevie Winwood, that's for sure. Yeah.
The name of the song is Roll With It, Baby.
Roll With It. Yeah, it came out back in 1988.
Yep, and it's got a good beat. You can dance to it, and everybody was dancing. That one was having a great old time. So there you go.
Yep.
How do you like that? Well, it's about the way we like the weather here. A multi-day heavy rainfall event is in progress right now, or the parts of the southern plains that may produce instances of flash flooding in urban areas and places with poor drainage. Here we go again. Heavy rain will progress relatively slowly. It'll move east towards the lower Mississippi Valley over the next couple of days. Now, over the northeast, there's a chance of heavy rain over southern New England. And elsewhere, we've got some heat, high heat out there in the northwest. And we've got, once again, some flooding going on near Flagstaff, Arizona. And some very poor inclement weather around Phoenix. Kyle, tell us about that.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. We're looking at the weather map right now, the rain map, and you do have a lot of rain. This is right now west of Phoenix, but it's over going to be over near Parker, Arizona, over into Blythe, California, Lake Havasu City, Baghdad, Arizona, near Wickenburg as well. And right now, Parker, Arizona, listing heavy thunderstorms right now there. And so you want to be very careful if you're coming through that area. It's covering a wide area there, as I said, near Lake Havasu City down to Blythe, California, over to about Wickenburg in Arizona. Phoenix looks more or less clear right now, but the whole area there, though, is under a severe thunderstorm warning. Phoenix has an air quality alert going on right now, but south of Phoenix and just a little bit west of Tucson, we have another aerial flood advisory going on. So you need to be very careful in that region. Looks like on Monday, clearing up, though, in the area of Parker, Arizona, but still, get this, 105 degrees. So definitely also a heat-related issue going on there. We've got a lot of hot and dry weather up in central Idaho, moving over to parts of eastern and central Oregon and parts of southeastern Washington. So that's what we're seeing right now, the big stuff on the map. The heat advisories that we saw in the Central Valley, Captain, as we headed into the weekend, they've dropped off right now. And even here in Southern California, it's cooled off a little bit. Not quite as hot, still maybe low 80s, but not hot as it was before.
Well, we got rain. We got rain in Oklahoma, got rain in Texas, got rain in northwest Louisiana, got rain in southwest Arkansas, and the rain is heavy, and there is some flooding going on tonight, some urban flooding just west of Dallas and Fort Worth. Well, actually, just west of Fort Worth. It's out there. You're going to run into it, so be careful out on the highways in Texas tonight. And you still got a lot of rain, still got a lot of flood watches and flood warnings all the way across southern Oklahoma from the Texas border to the west to the to the Arkansas border to the east. And then the northwestern corner of Louisiana tonight, you've got rain in there almost all the way across Louisiana, if you will, and then up into the southern part of Arkansas. Now, this rain in Texas goes all the way over towards Laredo, and it's pretty steady, pretty strong, so be advised you might be driving in some standing water. And remember, if you don't know how deep the water is, just don't go horsing through it, because you're liable to make that your last drive. That comes from somebody that's seen big trucks get washed away by driving into deep water, not realizing what they were driving into. Now, let's take a look at Wisconsin, the northeastern corner of Wisconsin, to include Green Bay. Unsettled weather conditions up there today. Could have some showers up in there, some rain. You definitely have some low-level flooding across from Gary, Indiana, over to the Michigan line on I-90 and I-94. And then going up north, they're coming up the west side of Michigan, the east lake, the east side of the lake, Lake Michigan, for about 40 or 50 miles. You've got low-level flooding right there on the lake. Same thing for Lake Erie, it looks like, tonight. A little bit of that going on Lake Ontario, too, so be careful. You've got some unsettled weather conditions with what could be some flooding going on in Columbus, on down towards Cincinnati, and then up over into the southwestern corner of Pennsylvania tonight. There is some flooding right there that could affect you over in Ohio coming in your general direction if the water is running in that way, and I think it does up there, if I remember correctly. Also got some flooding conditions in the mountains of Virginia and South Carolina, which has not gone away. It's been there since last week. And the more rain they get, the more chances of getting more flooding. And, of course, guess what? There's more rain in the forecast. So please be careful. And finally, one last little thing, Kyle. It looks like as if we could be having some fog in the Chesapeake Bay area. That seems to be a perennial problem, but that is in the mix. We've also got what looks like some flooding in New Jersey, southern end of New Jersey, down there coming out of Cherry Hill over towards the produce areas. And there's a lot of low land in that area where they raise a lot of crops. So there might be some flooding going on there by the looks of what I'm looking at here. So, Mr. Kyle, tell us why we're going to go to the Pilot and Flying J.
Well, Captain, there are literally a billion reasons to go to the Pilot or Flying J, because over the next 3 years, they're investing $1 billion to renovate over 400 locations across their network. But, folks, you don't have to even wait for that, because you need to pull into the Pilot or Flying J today. You're going to find some great food. You're going to find great supplies, and you're going to be able to fuel up. And now between now and October 31st, you can save 10 cents a gallon. That's 10 cents a gallon on gasoline simply by joining the My Rewards program. That's the My Rewards Plus app. Go to pilotflyingj.com to find out more information and for full terms and conditions. But Captain, this isn't something people should wait for at all, because that 10 cents a gallon is going to add up real fast. PilotFlyingJ.com.
And, you know, I'm psyched for the next gun show in Plant City, because I get to go buy a Pilot and a Flying J.
Very cool.
And I'm going to stop at one of them. I'll just figure out which one it's going to be when I get over that way. Okay, hold that thought, Mr. Kyle. Folks, I'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a Monday morning, Monday morning. Stay tuned. I'll be back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.